tell me what you thought. What you, I mean, I, it's hard to know what you saw, but what do you think generally?
It's spring football, but I think, to me, this team is further along than they were last year.
Okay, interesting.
Right, and to me, that's part, right, you had the youth movement last year, right? And I think you're going to continue to build on that, and it's going to be important. I think it's also, you know, just watching the way they practice, flying around, being engaged. You see them being coached up. You see some new coaches, actually, on the staff this year. Was really impressed with the way they talk. Because to me, when, you know, so much of spring for me when I watch is, yeah, you want to see the players, but I also want to see how the coaches interact with those players and how they teach. Yeah. Because to me, that gives you a greater insight to what happens during the season when those guys are playing and practicing together.
Your alum who played when the team was really good, how hard is it to see two wins, three wins? How difficult has that been for you?
It's difficult, but I also understand how difficult it is to win. And, you know, I think we all that follow the team or follow, you know, college sports or anything, you understand that it's hard to win and hard to be able to keep consistency. And so when I see Illinois football where we are right now, it's the lack of consistency. To me, so now you're seeing a little bit from the recruiting side. You know, Lovie Smith's been here. He wants to be here. So now I think you'll start to see the recruiting side of it pick up because you know there's stability in the corner office. And I think, to me, that's a big part of it.
When you're on the B10 set, I know you try to be neutral.
Yeah.
Is it hard for you when the teams are struggling to, you know, be neutral? I mean, how do you feel when you're – guys giving grief a little bit?
Well, I mean, that's part of it, right? That's part of it. But to me, if you're gonna, as long as I'm fair, you know, you're going to be critical, or I'm going to be critical sometimes. But as long as I'm fair, I think that's what it's really about. I'm not going to pile on. I'm never going to say this particular player is bad and they'll never win until they replace him or until they replace this coach. That's just never been, you know, what we were committed to when we started the network. So I think consistency and being fair to not just Illinois' program, but, you know, all the programs around in this conference, you know, you just have to be fair and understand what you're seeing.
When Lovie took over, it was, this is a staff with a ton of NFL experience, but you look at just a handful of wins in the last couple of years. Does that sort of soften that, or do you think the draw is still there because this staff has stayed together and they've added some more pieces?
Well, I think the key is that it's stayed together, right? And, you know, I think the other side of that is you also have to look at the leadership from Josh Whitman as well, right? Because there's always going to be pressure when you're not successful immediately. Everyone's going to be saying, you got to change coaches, you got to do that, but you have to be consistent. To me, at a place like Illinois, consistency is the key, because if you make a change, okay, it's not like you're taking two steps forward, you're going to take two or three steps back. So when you see the recruiting starting to pick up, to me, it's about the coaches, and it's also about the stability in the program.
The story last year was youth.
Mm-hmm.
The story this year is going to be, okay, the youth has got to be a year better. Where do you think the expectations can be placed on a team like Illinois for this year?
Well, I think it's somewhere in the middle, right? Because I think as fans and people that watch the program, you say, okay, well, we started a bunch of freshmen last year, most in the country, right? So they're going to be better. But how much better? We don't know. You just assume, okay, they're just going to be better, or they're going to be great because they started so early. And that's not necessarily the case. Well, it really isn't the case, because everyone else is getting better too. And one of the things that we're seeing now in the West, particularly, everybody's ramping up. Minnesota's ramping up. Northwestern's not going anywhere. Iowa's right there. You know, so Nebraska's going to be on the rise. So, you know, everyone's getting these new facilities, Illinois included. I mean, it's all part of it. So I think the expectations, you know, still have to be measured. I don't think there's going to be necessarily a huge jump this year. But I think as long as you can see that it comes down to the fourth quarter, that they're in the game, to me, that's a key. You want to have a chance to win it in the fourth quarter, keep things tight, and I think they'll, you know, that's the way they'll win.
Illinois just got this outside recruit, Isaiah Williams, quarterback. And I'm thinking back, Ben is the last one that kind of had the same kind of feel. Remember that when Ben, you remember, because I think you guys just started the BTN.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember thinking, that's kind of that kind of guy?
Well, yes, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't just him. It was also the fact that Juice Williams and Martez. Well, I mean, there were, you know, Vontae Davis, you know, he blew up a screen pass in the stadium, one of his first starts, and you knew that kid was going to be special.
Right.
So you saw it on the field. As you, in this day and age now, recruiting, you know, you really don't know until the kid gets here and does what he needs to do, because there's so many people and there's so many vast opinions whether or not you're playing against great talent, whether or not you're really that good. Those are all questions, and will always be. And they can't get answered until, you know, an individual actually steps on campus. But what it does signal is that, you know, people are buying into, or the elite players are buying into, or at least having a conversation that they want to be a part of this system here. And I think it's that's a good thing.
Zook did that for a while. I mean, not forever, but for a while he had people, you know, big time people saying, hey, yes, I'll come to Illinois and help fix it.
And I think you also say that he had great recruiters, not good ones.
Right.
I mean, great ones. So that's part of it too. When you have the great ones, I mean, it doesn't matter what you have. You could not have an indoor facility, and you know, the great ones can get those kids in. So it's just it's unique, and you know, it's tough to win here.
Right.
It's tough to win here consistently.
Right.
And I think
when you were here.
Yeah. But then what happened? Coaching changes. Coach leaves. Brent Newman comes in. So again, it all goes back to really being consistent.